And yeah, I don't know.
Last night we had a little bit of a time of Bible study, and one of the questions that actually Joshua actually mentioned, we're going to look at that in a little bit more depth, and then we're going to look more at the churches of Revelation.
昨天晚上我们圣经学习的时候呢 Josh 弟兄问了一个很好的关于诺亚方舟的问题，那我们今天会更深的来再 探讨一下，然后之后的时间我们就主要放在启示录的七封书信上。
I have a handout for the churches of Revelation, and we'll hand that out soon. But let's turn our Bibles to Genesis chapter 6.
我们会有那个单章哈，会那个给到大家关于那个启示录七封书信。那我们先看一下创世纪的诺亚方舟的部分。
Joshua asked a good question last night, a couple of questions about Noah and the flood, and I want to look at that with you together.
Joshua 有很好的关于诺亚方舟的问题昨天，那我们今天一起来仔细看一下，就创世纪的六章。
Joshua asked a couple of questions about how do they eat food?
然后有 Joshua 问题呢，包括他们在方舟里吃什么？
He asked, where did all the water come from?
这些水呢, 从哪里来的? 外面那么多的水。
How did they get all the animals on the large ship, the ark?
然后他们怎么样能让这么多的动物进到一个这么大的船里去?
So we're going to look at those questions together.
然后我们一起来看一下这些问题。
Let's first look at chapter 6 and verse 15.
然后我们一起来看一下先, 创世纪的六章的15节。
It tells us in verse 15 how big the ark is.
然后他告诉我们呢，方舟有多大。
Now what's very interesting about this whole passage is there's a lot of exact information.
我们看见整段呢，会有一个很有意思的特点，就是有很多很精确的描述和数字。
There's probably no other place in the Bible with such exact dates and exact numbers as what we have here about Noah and the ark.
在圣经里呢，有其他地方也有类似的，就是像这种精确的大小、精确的时间，在创世纪六章这样。
Before we look at Genesis 6:15, turn with me to Genesis 7 and verse 11.
我们详细看创世纪六章十五节之前呢，先看一下七章的十一节。
Now look what it says in verse 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day.
我们看见在挪亚600岁的那一天,2月17日那一天,
we have the exact day that the flood began.
我们有确切的一天,这个洪水开始的确切的日子。
And we have the exact day and exact year when Noah got out of the ark with his family.
然后我们也有确切的时间，确切的年数，挪亚出和进方舟的时候。
Now look at chapter 8 and verse 13.
我们看一下八章的十三节。
It says in verse 13 of chapter 8, and it came to pass in the 601st year, so 1 year later, and verse 14 says, the second month and the 27th day.
然后呢，十三节说到挪亚601岁，一年以后，然后十四节说呢，八章的十四节说到了2月27日，又是一个准确的日子。
So they were on the ark for 1 year. We know 1 year and 10 days exactly.
所以我们都知道是整整的一年零十天。Now
isn't it interesting that we have such exact information?
所以我们很有意思，看见是一个非常非常精确的信息。
He could have said, from the 600th year to the 601st year.
他可以很笼统地描述呢，从挪亚600岁到他601岁的时候。
But we have the details down to the exact day and how long they were in the ark.
但是我们有信息指向它是准确的年份里面的准确的日子。
We have exactly how big the ark was.
然后我们也有完全清楚地知道这个方舟有多大。
Look back with me at chapter 6 and verse 15.
然后我们看一下，回去看六章的十五节。
He tells us the length of the ark, the with how wide it is and how high it was.
它告诉了我们方舟的长、宽和高。
So it is 300 cubits long. It is 50 wide and it is 30 in height. My Bible says cubits. It is about 450 feet long. It is about 75 feet wide and it is about 45 to 50 feet high.
然后我们的方舟是这么长，就300肘长，宽50肘，高30肘啊，这个肘是一个当时的用的这个计量单位，大概呢是450英尺长，75英尺宽和45英尺高。
We read also in verse 16, there's a window in the ark above, a door to the side. And we also read in verse 16, the last part of verse 16, that the ark has three floors, three stories.
然后我们也从16节读到的，它在顶上有开窗流透光的地方，然后呢，门是开在旁边的，而且里面分上中下三层。
So there are three levels of the ark.
所以在方舟里有三层。
So just think how big the ark is.
你可以想象这个方舟有多大。
So it's 450 feet long. An American football field is 300 feet long. This is almost 1.5 in length of an American football field. I don't know what a soccer field is, how long that is, but just to get an idea, it is very, very long, and there are three floors of that length. So three times, 1.5 times of a football field.
所以你可以想象这是多大呢？就以美式的橄榄球的这个场地，一个场地的长呢，差不多是300英尺。它差不多是一个半这个美式橄榄球长的这个长度，然后你可以想一想，那是三层叠起来的，那就等于有三个这么大的区域。
那跟那个航空母舰差不多呗，差不多应该是。
Maybe like a battleship.
有点大，高。
Some people say it is as long as a cruise ship.
Cruise
ship.
巡洋舰。
巡洋舰，对，巡洋舰，对。
游轮。
Now, how many animals could we get on a ship that big? I want to read a quotation from a Bible scholar and also an engineer. He says the dimensions as calculated, he said the ark would have 1,400,000 cubic feet.
所以我这引用一个圣经学者也是个科学家他的测算啊，他说呢，按照这个大小呢，它里面的空间有多大呢？有140万的立方英尺。
Now he says also that this is equal to 522 railroad livestock cars.And in one railroad livestock car, you could put 240 sheep or animals the size of a mature sheep.
Railroad
car,
Train cars.
Where they would carry animals.
Okay. 所以他说呢，这个大概是多少大呢？就相当于那种火车装那个车皮啊，就装动物的那个车皮啊。有522个这种车皮那么大，然后呢，然后每一个车皮 how many ships can
522 railroad cars
and 240
sheep、
yeah. per car. 然后每个这个车皮里面能装240只羊。
So he calculates that you could have about 125,000 animals on the ship.
125,000.
So there's a lot of room on the ship for all kinds of animals, and there wasn't 125,000 animals. There might have been 50,000. So people asked the question, well, why was there so much room left over on the ship? Now, a couple of reasons for that. Let's look at something.
然后那个这里面呢空间有那么大但实际上进去的动物可能没有那么多大概假设是五万个哈因为它是每个动物只有一对嘛洁净的是七对啊那为什么有更多的空间呢那很可能有其他几个原因我们先看第一个吧。
I believe that God told Noah the exact amount of food he should bring on that ark. If he told him how many days he would be on it,if how wide it is, how long it is, how many stories are on it. I think he told them the exact amount of food. Now look with me at chapter 6 and verse 21.
那我猜呢上帝一定是很精确地告诉了挪亚他需要带多少食物进到方舟里去。因为他既然把长宽高时间都告诉他了那他食物的量一定会告诉他我们来一起先看一下六章的二十二节
Verse 21 says Take unto thee the food that is to be eaten
二十一节
And thou shalt gather all the food together Food for you And food for all the animals
六章二十一节说你要拿各样食物积蓄起来好做你和他们就是动物们的食物
Now the foodfor 1 year would take a lot of space. Hay and grain and so forth and so on.
一年的食物啊会占很多的空间。你可以想是甘草啊这蔬菜啊这个有很需要很多的空间。
But there still would be plenty of room left over, extra space that could be filled.
依然还有会有很多的空间能够留下来。
1,400,000 cubic feet, that is A very large area.
你可以想想140万立方英尺这么大的空间，这是非常非常大的一个空间。
Plenty of space for animals, not cramped up. They would have plenty of space to move around.
所以你可以想想那些动物不是说挤在一个地方，但是有充足的空间让它们能够动的。
Plenty of space for people.
也给人，给挪亚一家有很充足的空间。
Food.
给食物有充足的空间。
I think there is extra space there for anyone who would want to come into that ship, that boat, and be saved from the coming flood.
然后就算这样依然还有空的空间。我相信呢这都是给谁的呢就是给那些一切愿意进来的人。
I think there is actually space for thousands.To come onto that ship,
那有足够的空间给成千上万的人进来的空间。
So we know how long they were on the boat. We know they had plenty of food. We know how much space, roughly how much space was on the ship, the ark. But look with me at something else.
那我们现在都知道了长宽高它的大小它的空间它的时间那我们可以看点别的内容。
Look at verse 7, chapter 7 and verse 4.
七章四节。
And also verse 10.
和十节。
Verse 4 says, And for yet 7 days, in 7 days, I will cause rain to come upon the earth. Now, verses 1, 2, and 3 talk about all the animals going onto the ship, onto the ark.Then he says, I'm going to wait 7 more days.
然后第七章的四节讲到呢因为再过七天我要降雨在地上40昼夜。然后七章的一到三节都是在讲上帝把那些动物带进去。然后他说呢他要再等七天。
All the animal, all the people, all the food is on the ark, and then he waits 7 days.
所有的食物所有的动物都已经在方舟上然后上帝说他要再等七天。
Verse 10 says,After 7 days, then the waters would come upon the earth.
然后第十节说了，过了那七天，洪水就泛滥在地上。
Why did he wait 7 days?
为什么要等七天呢？
Everything was ready.
每样的事情都
All the people were on the ship. All the animals were on the ship. All the food was on the ship.
人、动物、食物都准备好了，都在船上了。为什么要等七天？
He waited for the people to come.
他在等人悔改回来。
They would see the people of that day would see the largest ship they'd ever seen in their lives.
然后在那个时候的人会看见一个他一生也没有看见过的那么大的船摆在那里。
Noah told them.
挪亚也告诉他们。
Noah preached and told them that judgment would come.
Noah,
get onto the ark, get onto the boat.
Noah 也告诉他们了，说审判要来了，来进到船上来，进到船上来。
I think that people came to see if anything would happen. I think the whole around the ark was people were watching the whole time.
啊，我相信在挪亚方舟边上的人啊，他们都会看，他们看看发生什么了。啊，很多人都一直在看。
It says in the New Testament they scoffed and they laughed at Noah.
所以在新约里面他们提到他们嘲笑啊，讽刺挪亚。
They laughed. Would it rain? Do you really need this big boat? Do you have to have all those animals on there?
然后他们想，这哪里有雨呢？你自己要这么大船干什么呢？还把这么多动物赶进去。
The door is open for 7 days.
但是方舟的门七天里都是开的。
Not one person goes in.
没有一个人进去。
And then it says in verse 16 of chapter 7, the Lord shuts the door.
然后在十六节，七章的十六节的后面，耶和华就把他关在方舟里头，上帝把门关上。
It's very solemn to listen to the word of God.
所以非常，这是一非常严肃的事啊，听神的话是非常严肃的事。
And to see when God speaks, he means what he says.
我们要知道，当上帝这么说的时候，他就是这个意思。
If he will bring a flood, he will bring a flood.
他说要带洪水来，他就会带洪水来。
But he will make a way for everyone to be saved.
他一定会留一条路，让每一个人能够得救。
And same thing today, he makes a way for everyone to be saved.
就像今天他也留了一条路，让每一个人得救一样。
There was two openings on the ark, a window and a door.
在方舟上有两个开口的地方，一个是顶层的窗，一个是旁边的门。
We don't know how wide the door was, but wide enough for anyone to go in.
我不知道这个门有多大，但是足够大到所有人一样进去都能进。
So plenty of room, plenty of food, plenty of space for the animals, plenty of space for people.
所以你会看见足够的空间给人、给动物、给愿意进去的一切的人、给食物都有。
Now one other thing we want to look at, and then we'll stop.With this.
另外的，我们再看一点，我们就这个问题就可以停下。
Now look with me, a question that Josh had last night. Where did all the water come from?
然后我们看一看到底从哪里，这些水是从哪里来的。
Where did all the water come from? Look at verse 11 of chapter 7.
然后我们看一下七章的十一节。
In the 600th year of Noah's life, on the 17th day,On that same day, the fountains of the great deep were opened up.
然后在二月十七号那一天呢，大渊的源泉都裂开来，就地底下的那些水的源泉全裂开来。
The words recorded here are the great deep. Under the earth, great storehouses of water are broken up, and the Lord makes them.Come up onto the earth.
然后在那一天呢，是地底下，他这里用的是 great deep， 就是特别深的地底下的那些储水的地方就裂开了。
Then it also says, windows of heaven were opened.
他也说到呢，天上的窗户也打开了。
And rain came pouring down.
然后雨
，for 40 days and 40 nights, we read.
雨特别大的降在地上四十昼夜。
Now look also at something else. So we read, look at the very last verse of chapter 7, verse 24.
我们看一下七章的最后一节，二十四节。
I should say this, look with me, I'm not sure what the Chinese word is, but look at verse 18 of chapter 7. We have the word prevailed in English.And the waters prevailed and increased greatly upon the earth.
在七章的十八节，他这里用到一个英文 prevail， 中文是水势特别的浩大。
So the water got higher and higher, and the ark began to lift off the earth.
啊，地在地上大大的长，就是方舟在水面上飘了，就飘起来了。
The ark went up from the face of the waters.
就是方舟就从地面上离开，就被水托起来。
The water, again, the water prevailed, the English Bible says, exceedingly upon the earth, went higher and higher.
所以 这个水呢就一下子特别大呢，就把这个方舟托起来，它的水面就越来越高，远离了原来的地面。
It says in verse 20, 15 cubits, 25 feet, it began to rise on the face of the earth, got higher, but then it got higher and higher until the mountains were covered.
然后它到19节说水越来越高越来越高，把天下的高山都淹没了。
Then it says all flesh, all animals, and all people, in verse 22, and all those who had the breath of life that were on dry ground, they died.
所以21节22节说呢，所有的人走兽昆虫就凡是在旱地上鼻孔有气息的生灵全都死了。
But then it says in verse 24, and the waters prevailed, the Lord continued to have the fountains of the deep produce water, and the heavens produce water, that water maintained on the earth above those mountains for 150 days.
然后呢24节说到就上帝持续让这个水势持续多长时间呢？持续在地上有150天。
Verse 24, the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days.
水势浩大在地上共150天。
After, look at chapter 8, verse 3. After 150 days, the water began to stop.
那么八章三节说到呢，过了150天呢，水就开始消退了。
Verse 2 says of chapter 8, the fountains of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped.
然后八章二节说呢，那个地下的源泉和天上的窗户都闭塞了。
And the rain from heaven was restrained.
天上的大雨也止住了。
And then it began to recede, but it took another 7 months for that to happen. 150 days is roughly 5 months, and then it was another 7 months for the rain, the water on the earth to recede.
所以150天差不多是五个月。后面又用了差不多七个月，这个水才全部消下去。
Isn't it interesting the exact amount, 150 days, the ark is exactly this long. This is how long the water was on the earth. This is how long it was before the water began to recede. Exact details, many exact details about the ark and about the flood.
所以这里非常有意思，有很多很细的细节，讲到这个方舟有多大，讲到它在地面有多长时间，水多长时间才消下去。
So we want to stop there. Is there any questions? I know Joshua asked some questions last night. Hopefully we maybe answered some of those questions this morning. But is there anything else from this story of Noah that you have a question about?
我们先停在这儿。昨晚因为 Josh 的问题，我们今天回头再仔细回答一下。今天就这个还有什么问题大家可以提。
Okay. Good. It's an important part of the Bible, very important part of the Bible. It's mentioned in the New Testament. The Lord Jesus mentions it. It's mentioned a number of different times.
这是非常重要的一个圣经的部分。耶稣也提到过，然后圣经新约里面也提到过很多次。
Now we have so much detail. Many people laugh about Noah and the ark, but there's so much detail and there's so much evidence that this did happen.That it's good to study it and know more about it.
所以很多人我知道会嘲笑关于圣经里挪亚方舟的部分，但是这里有如此多的细节，我们可以回去再查考，有很多的内容是可以证实是真实的。
Okay, let's go to Revelation. Revelation chapter 2.
好，我们一起来看启示录的二章。
I want to give you a handout.And I have to get one too. Thank you.
Do one too.
We were studying this part of the Bible on Tuesday, and we began to look at the first church of Revelation, and that is the church at Ephesus. Now, these are seven churches that the Lord gives his perspective on the church. What it is doing right, what it is not doing right, and he gives his evaluation. And it's so important to know not what I think so much, but what the Lord thinks and what the Lord says. So when we go to these seven churches, one of the things we see is there's a number, the first part of every church, there's an introduction about a statement or two about the Lord Jesus himself.
所以我们礼拜上个礼拜这个礼拜二的时候已经讲到了以弗所教会，然后呢这是主写的七封书信给到的七个教会，然后每一个教会的这个结构呢，主的视角呢今天都列在这个单子里了，然后呢他在每一次开始的时候他都会有一个自我的介绍，主讲他自己。
These descriptions, almost all of them, not all, but are taken from chapter 1 and the description that John gives of the Lord Jesus. Chapter 1 and verse 13 down to verse 18.
然后呢在第一章启示录第一章的地方呢 ,13 节到18节呢他都提到了约翰都提到了他的这个形象。就是主以一个什么样的形象
look what it says in the church at Thyatira.
我们来看一下
Here, on your handout. Yeah,
推拿教会哈，就是比如说
It says, his eyes like a flame of fire.
对，我们纵的列是第四列
，like burning brass.
横的行是第一行。它的这个上面写的叫什么呢？叫 eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like burnished brass. 这个就是启示录三章的十八节讲到他眼目如同火焰，脚像光明铜的神子指。
Now look in chapter 1 verses 14 and 15.
然后呢这样的一个介绍呢在一章的14节和15节也讲到了。
His eyes were like a flame of fire and his feet were like bronze.
他的头与发皆白如同白羊毛如同雪，眼目如同火焰，脚好像在途中锻炼光明的铜。声音如同重水的声音，对。
So you see some of the descriptions come from chapter 1, but not all of them.
你会看见有一些的介绍是从第一章来的，但不是所有的。
There's praise that the Lord gives to every church except one, or two rather.
然后呢，第二行，我们这张表的第二行是讲到对教会的赞美，主对教会的赞美。你会看见有两个教会没有。
No praise to the church at Sardis and no praise to the church at Laodicea.
那会对撒迪教会啊，就第五个撒迪教会和第七个老底嘉教会，他是没有称赞的，主是没有称赞。
The Lord brings some criticism.
然后呢，第三行呢，上帝主给我每个教会有一些批评啊。
But the church at Smyrna and the church at Sardis, the church at Philadelphia and the church at Smyrna, there was no criticism.
但是呢，这第二个的士美拿教会和第六个的菲拉铁菲教会呢，主是没有斥责的。
He gives exhortation or correction.
他会有一些劝勉和鼓励哈。
There are times he gives a penalty.
然后呢，有的时候他会给一些管教或者奖励。
He gives promises.
然后第六行是他会给一些应许。
And then there are also lessons for today.
然后呢最后呢那行说关于今天我们能学到的教训。
And to every church, he says, to him that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church.
然后对每一个教会他都说了这么一句话，他说有耳可听的就应当听。
So, we want to look for the next little bit until our break at the church at Smyrna.
然后我们会在接下来时间呢，我们看一看士美拿教会。
Now,
第二个
the Church of Smyrna, you will see in chapter 2, it is the shortest letter of all the letters.
在士美拿教会在第二章呢，你会看见这是一封所有七封信里面最短的一封。
It is only from verses 8 to verse 11.
它只有四节，从八节到十一节。
In this letter, what characterizes it,There is no criticism, but the church is characterized by suffering.
然后这里呢，主没有对他们有批评，然后这个教会的形象是受苦受难的教会。
Now, he says in the introduction, he says, these things saith the first and the last, he who was dead and is alive.
第八节说呢，那那首先的末后的死后又活过的说。
Now, this is a church that is suffering, and you will find that this is a church that suffered greatly, and many have lost their lives because of the persecution and the tribulation they underwent.
所以这是一个受难的教会，所以他们会很大程度的受什么样的苦难，直至死亡这样的苦难。
Look at verse 10 for a minute.
比如说第十节我们看。
Some will be cast into prison.
有的会被丢到监狱里。
You'll be tried and have tribulation.
然后你们会会被试炼，也会经历患难。
He says, but be faithful unto death. So some may die because of the persecution.
然后你们勿要致死忠心，所以说明有的人很可能会死的。
But almost every time in the churches of Revelation, when the Lord gives his title to the church, when he says who he is, it is a comfort and an encouragement to the church.
所以每一次在七个教会的时候，当耶稣自我介绍他是什么样的主的时候呢，这样的一个介绍都是对当时的这个教会是一个特别大的鼓励。
This is what the Lord wants to do in our lives. When we get into the Word of God and we are going through trial or difficulty, He will encourage us by things we see in the Word of God.
这是我主带领我们的方式。当我们捧起这本圣经的时候，当我们在经历我们自己的苦难的时候呢，我们会看见主的这个话哈，就是给我们鼓励，帮助我们走过那个艰难的。
But let's look at verse 9 for a second. Well, in verse 8, he says, I am the first and the last. I am he who was dead and now alive. That would be a great encouragement to them. Those who die, he knows the Lord has also done that, but the Lord has power of resurrection.
所以这就是为什么第八节后半段他主是这么介绍自己的，说他是首先的末后的，死了又活的。这个对于在患难中那个患难致死的患难中的弟兄姊妹们是个特别大的安慰，因为主自己经历，他不但经历，他还有更大的能力从死里又复活。
Though the church might go through suffering, though the so some may die, the Lord has the power of resurrection and he encourages them. If that does happen in your life, the Lord has the power to raise them up from the dead.
所以这个对于在患难中的人呢，告诉他们主不但自己经历，主也会把他们像主自己复活一样，在他们死后一样能够经历复活。
Now let's look at an illustration of this in the Bible. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
啊，我们一起来看一下，哥林多后书的一章。
The Apostle Paul speaks of his own life here in chapter 1 of 2 Corinthians.
使徒保罗在讲他自己的生命在一章里面。
In this first chapter, we have the word consolation or comfort mentioned 10 times.
在第一章里面他讲到了十次讲到这个安慰。
In the whole book of 2 Corinthians, it's mentioned 27 times.
在整本哥林多后书里面呢讲了27次安慰这个词。
When we come to verse 8, Paul says of himself,
那第八节他说呢?
I would not have you unaware of our trouble.
他说弟兄们，我们不晓，不要你们不晓得我们从前的遭遇的苦难。
Which came to us in Asia. Look what he says about his sufferings. We were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch we despaired even of life.
你看他怎么描述这个苦难的呢?被压太重。力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了。
Pressed beyond measure, above our physical strength, that we even despaired of life.
就是这个压力啊，是不能够去衡量的重。然后呢，这个苦难是我们自己靠着自己的能力是没有办法去胜过的。这么样的一个苦难，直到可能连活命的机会都没了。
He was beaten.He was shipwrecked. He was in prison. He hungered. He was stoned. He was left for dead. All these things, Paul says, they were almost impossible for him to bear.
他被丢到监狱里，他被打， 他碰到船坏了，他甚至被石头打到别人都以为他死了，这一切都是。
He felt that when he went to the next village or the next city or the next place where he would preach, he was going to die.
所以他感受到呢，他往下再走一步，去到下一个村庄，下一次讲道，他很可能就死了。
He says in verse 9, the first part of verse 9, we had the sentence of death in ourselves. Had the idea that maybe he would die, but he would continue on going for the Lord, but he might die in the next village or the next city that he would go to.
所以第九节说他自己心里也断定是必死的。所以他要叫他靠不靠自己要靠。
But look what he says in verse 9.But this all happened that we should not trust in ourselves, but God.
所以为什么第九节的第后半段说叫我们不靠着自己，只靠叫人死人复活的神？
The best solution when we go through suffering and trial is to know who God is, know the character and the attributes of God.
所以最好的解决方案，最好的方法，当我们经历苦难的时候，就是仰望神，知道是神在带领我们。
Paul is speaking about how he's suffering and how he has gone through many difficult things, but he says the Lord wanted me to trust him more.
所以保罗经历这一切的苦难，他说他知道是上帝要他更深的相信上帝。
How do we trust someone more?
我们怎么才能更深的相信一个人呢？
The best way to trust someone more is to know more about that person.
最好的方法就是更深地知道这个人
what he's like,
他是个什么样的
what his character is,
他什么样的性格。
So Paul begins to know the Lord Jesus Christ better and better.
所以保罗慢慢地越来越了解神是个什么样的神。
He knows his faithfulness.
他知道神的信实。
He knows his power.
神的大能。
He knows that he's good.
神的好，神的善。
He knows he's loving.
神的爱。
He knows he's merciful.
神的怜悯。
He knows that he's all of these things, and the Lord is loving, kind, omnipotent, faithful in infinity. There's no limitation to that. It is the highest amount, the Lord is infinitely loving, infinitely faithful, infinitely good,There's no limitation to those attributes of the Lord Jesus Christ.
而且讲到了这一切神的特性呢，还有一个，就是他没有边界，他是没无限的爱，无限的大能，无限的怜悯，无限的信实。
So he says, I can trust God because whatever I go through, I know He's faithful, I know He's loving.I know he's merciful. I know he's powerful. I know he's good. And if I do die, if I do suffer and die, he says in verse 9, I've learned to trust him so much that if he decides that I am to die, look what he says. He says, we learn not to trust in ourselves, but into God who raises the dead. He says, I can trust God in my life.And I can trust God in my death because I know His way is perfect. His will is perfect.
他信靠神直到一个程度，他认为，哪怕他的死也是从神，就是他要在无论是死是生，他都要信靠他。
Now turn to another verse for a moment in 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
我们看一下哥林多前书的十章
and verse 13
十三节
This verse should be highlighted in your Bible. This is a wonderful verse.
这个是一个非常好的经文，建议大家在圣经里把它划下来。
There's no temptation, there's no trial that has taken you but such as common to man. He says there's no temptationthat you are going through, that other people have not gone through also.
你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受 神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于神所能受的。
Now look right in the middle of this verse. What does Paul tell us? He speaks about trial and temptation. But right in the middle of the verse, he says, but God is faithful and will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able, and with the temptation, with the trial, make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it.
所以这里你看，经文的正中间，这一节的中间说到神是信实的，他强调神是信实的，所以不会叫你们受的试探高过所能受。
The key to this is God is faithful.
所以这里的重要的钥匙就是神是信实的。
When you go through trial, God is faithful.
所以当你经历苦难的时候，神是信实。
When you go through a very difficult situation.God is faithful.
当你在一个特别难的境况里的时候，你要记得神是信实的。
And He will give you the strength so you can bear it.
他一定会给你足够的力量，你能够经历这一切。
That's a promise from this verse. A promise from the Apostle Paul who went through terrible trial and temptation.
这是一个应许从这节经文里来的，这也是保罗经历他一切的患难之后。
But he learned that God is faithful.
他知道神是信实的。
Well, let's go back to Revelation chapter 2.
我们回到启示录的二章。
And learn a little bit about this church. He says to this church in verse 9, I know your works, I know your tribulation, I know your poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of them who say they are Jews and they are not, but the synagogue of Satan.
启示录二章九节，我知道你的患难，你的贫穷，但你却是富足的，也知道那自称是犹太人所说的毁谤话，其实他们不是犹太人，乃是撒旦议会的人。
He says also in verse 10, none of those things which thou shalt suffer, behold, the devil shall cast some of you in prison. You will be tried. You will have tribulation for 10 days. But be faithful.I will give you the crown of life.
第十节说，你将要受的苦，你不用怕。魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼。你们必患难十日，你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
He says also in verse 11, you shall not be hurt by the second death. Now let's look at that for a minute. What is the second death?
所以十一节说到呢，得胜的必不受第二次死的害。那我们看一下什么叫做第二次死呢？
Now the Bible speaks of three kinds of life and three kinds of death.
那圣经讲到有三种的生和三种的死。
The first kind of life, the first kind of life is physical, is physical life.
那第一种的就是生呢，就是肉体的生，有形的生命。
The first kind of death is physical death.
那第一种的死呢，也是肉体的死。
And physical death is only separation from physical life. We never cease to exist. A believer or an unbeliever never ceases to exist. We are only separated from the physical life that we have.
肉体的死是一个什么概念呢？它只是把我们从现在的这个世界里呢分离开来了，但我们的人，无论是你信或不信的，你是没有停止存在的，它只是和现实的肉体世界分开。
Our physical body may die, but we will. Our spirit and soul exist forever.
我们的有形的身体会死，会没有了，但是我们的灵会永恒的存在。
Whether you're a believer or an unbeliever,
不管你是信或不信的
，your old body will die.
你的老我，你的身体会死 forever. 但是你的灵，无论你信或不信，都会存在，一直到永远。
So the first kind of life is physical life and physical death, the body dying.
所以第一种的生死是肉体的生和死。
The second kind of life is spiritual life.
那第二种的生呢，是属灵的生。
And the second kind of death is spiritual death.
第二种的死呢，也是灵里的死。
The Bible says, the day to Adam and Eve, the day you eat of the fruit, you will surely die.
那圣经里第一创世纪提到呢，说你 跟亚当，上帝跟亚当夏娃说，你这个果子不能吃，吃的日子你必定死。
They didn't die physically, did they? We know they didn't die in the garden physically when they ate the fruit. But
但是我们都知道呢，他们俩都没有有形的肉体立刻死。我们都知道他吃了那个果子，肉体都还在的。
But they died spiritually.
但是他的确死了，怎么死的呢？他的灵里死了。
They were afraid of God's voice. They did not obey God. They fled from God. They hid from God.
然后他吃完以后，他就开始远离上帝了。他就躲着，他不敢听上帝的声音，他要不敢见上帝的面。
Previous to that, they were in fellowship with God, and they longed to be with God. But when they sinned and there was spiritual death, they hid themselves. They did not go to where God was.
之前我们都知道，他们和上帝是在一起有很好的爱的关系的，他们在一起生活。他们之间有彼此很好的联系，但是自从他们犯了罪以后，他们就躲着上帝，他们就和上帝在灵里分开了。
So you have spiritual life, and you come to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, and you have spiritual death.
你会有，所以属灵的生命呢，就是你和借着基督，你跟上帝和好，还有新的关系，有爱的关系。然后，属灵的死就是和上帝永恒的分离。
In the story of the prodigal son, just turn there for a minute with me. Story of the prodigal son, Luke chapter 15.
我们一起稍微看一下那个路加福音十五章浪子的那个故事。
We see the spiritual life and spiritual death.
我们看见了属灵的生和属灵的死。
The son, he tells the father, I want my inheritance, and he goes to a far country, and he wastes it all.All the inheritance the father gave him.
然后他这个我们都知道这个浪子他把他父亲的家产拿去远方都败坏了。
He, after a period of time, he has no money left and he feeds, animals, pigs, with the food.
然后他之后他就把钱财花光了以后他只能在外邦地给外邦人放羊了，放猪啊，养猪。
But he comes back to the father's house.
但之后呢，他就回到他父亲的家。
When he was in the father's house, he was spiritually alive. He had spiritual life.
当他回到他父亲的家的时候呢，他属灵的生命就活过来。
When he turned his back on the father,
当他转身背向他父亲的时候
，he had spiritual death. He was separated from the father.Now look,
他有属灵的死，因为他和父亲分开了。
Look what he says. Look what verse 24 says of Luke 15.
我们看一下十五章二十四节在说什么。
When the son comes back, he says, "My son who was dead is now alive."
所以路加的十五章二十四节说呢，因为我这个儿子，这是父亲说的。
He is lost and now he is found.
死而复活，失而又得了。
Now he was. I want to suggest he was a believer.
我想说呢，他是一个信徒啊。
But he left, turned his back, and got away from fellowship. He had spiritual life, but spiritual death is when you get away from God, and you don't have fellowship, and you don't have fellowship anymore with him.
所以他死了，就是他和父亲呢分开了，再没有这个爱的联系了，就是他属灵的死了。
Look at verse 24. It says this.For this my son was dead and is alive again.
所以这里二十四节一开始说呢，我这个儿子原来是死的，现在又活了。
Is that how it reads in the Chinese Bible? Alive again?
Yeah.
He had life when he was in the father's house.
所以他是原来是有生命的，原来在父亲家的时候是有生命的。
He turns his back, no more fellowship, goes away from the father.
然后他转身他去挥霍他背离他的上帝他就没有生命了。
He's spiritually dead.
他属灵就死了。
No fellowship. He comes back to the Father.
然后他又回来了。
He's got life again.
他又得到这生命。
Fellowship life. He never lost eternal life, but he lost that fellowship life.
他从来没有丢过他的永恒里的生命但他在跟父亲之间的这个爱的关系。是因着他转了一副就没了。
So three kinds of life, physical life, spiritual life, eternal life. three kinds of death, physical death of the body, spiritual death, separation out of fellowship, and then the second death, eternal death.
所以有三种的生和三种的死啊。那三种的第一种呢是肉体的生和肉体的死。第二种呢是属灵的生属灵的死。第三种是永恒的生和永恒的死。
He says in verse 11, you will not suffer the second death. The second death is eternal death. Now, turn with me to Revelation chapter 20.
我们看一下启示录的二十章。
Revelation chapter 20 and verse 14.
二十章的十四节。
This is the final judgment. This is when unbelievers will stand before a holy God. And God will judge them. He will open the books.
这是最后的审判，所有人会站在上帝面前，他会把那个案卷打开。
And verse 13 says, And the books were opened, and they were judged out of those things which was written about their works. And then it goes on to say, Every man is judged, verse 13, according to his works. Those, verse 15, those who are not found written in the book are cast into the lake of fire, verse 15. But verse 14 says, This is the second death.
所以十三节说呢，他们都照个人所行的受审判。十五节说呢，若有人名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里，就是审判的结果。十四节说呢，这个火湖就是第二次的死，第二次死。
We will never lose our eternal life, but someone who never trusts Christ in their life can never lose their eternal death. Once they are cast into the lake of fire, there's no other remedy. It's final.
所以当我们信靠主呢，我们就不会再丢掉我们永恒的生命。所以最后一个eternal life 呢，我们就得着了，也就不会再去面临那个最后一个死，永恒的死。但是呢，那些没有信靠的那他可能就躲避不了那永恒死的结局。这个第二次的死就是一个。
Now before we break, I want to look at one last thing from this passage. Notice what it says.It says in verse 12, they were judged for those things written in the books according to their works.
那在十二节呢，我们看见他们每个人是按照他们所行的受审判。十二节最后。
Verse 13, every man was judged according to their works.
十三节最后也是讲到他们个人照所行的受审判。
Now I want to...Just mention this briefly. A baby, when a baby dies, a baby goes to heaven. He does not go and is not judged. He does not ever go to hell, go to the second death. Because it says here that they are judged according to their works. A baby has not done...any of those works. Every baby that is aborted, every baby that may die at 1 year old or 2 year old or 3 year old or 3 years old, they are not judged for their works. They had no works. But what we read about a baby, we read of the Lord Jesus, he says this, John the Baptist says, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.Now, it's interesting. The Lord Jesus takes our sins, but no one will ever go to hell because of our old nature. Our old nature. We are born with a sinful nature. When Jesus went to the cross, he paid for the sin nature. John 1:29, Behold, the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world.Remember when David in the Old Testament, King David, he had a baby, and that baby died. And the Lord, and the Bible says, he mourns before it died, and then when it died, he stopped mourning. And he says this, He says, that baby cannot come back to where I am, but I will one day go to where the baby is. Baby is in heaven. The Lord's death takes away or pays for the sin nature, but it's the works that people do. Yes, we are, we have a sin nature, but God only judges us for the works we do. So no baby will ever go to a lost eternity, never go to hell.
所以他用这个我们结束前呢他用这个讲一个我们常常会问的问题就是孩子如果夭折了去哪里啊就是他不是去地狱的直接去天堂因为上帝是用我们的行为来审判他比如说一岁的两岁的这个孩子是没有行为可言的所以我们都知道耶稣在十字架上替我们赎了是赎了我们犯罪的本性啊 虽然孩子有犯罪的本性但是耶稣一次性也帮他都赎了所以他是给地上的一切人的犯罪的本性都赎了那所以在旧约的里面有大卫的一个故事啊我们都知道大卫和拔示巴犯奸淫的那个孩子夭折的时候那大卫说了一句话他说以后呢我要到他那里去啊但是现在呢他不能回到我这里来我们都知道大卫是不可能去地狱的啊所以 他要到他那里去到他的孩子那里去呢就说明他大卫很清楚地知道他的孩子是在天堂的所以他要到他那里去但他知道他的孩子不能回到大卫这里来所以神的审判是按照我们的行为但是呢神赎罪赦免我们的罪是把我们犯罪的本性都赎所以对于孩子来说他还没有机会有行为的时候死了就直接去天堂
We are going to stop here. We're going to look more at that question about a child who dies as a baby in our next session. And we're going to skip over in our next session to the church of Sardis. We're going to go back to Pergamum and Thyatira, but we're going to go to Sardis next because it fits a little better with this church we just looked at, Smyrna. But this is a... The ability to give comfort to a mother and a father who's lost a loved one is a very important thing. And to be able to take the word of God and say, your child is in heaven because the Lord Jesus loved it and paid for its sins and is in heaven today.
所以我们等会休息完之后呢我们会继续再讲一点关于这个孩子夭折的去哪里的事情因为这个对于 在地上的经历这些事情的父母来说是个特别特别重要的信息，也给他们特别大的安慰。然后之后呢，我们会跳到撒迪教会哈，因为撒迪和士美拿连起来讲会更好一些。Okay,
let's take a break.
Maybe we have a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告一下。我们在天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们如金子般的话语。
也谢谢您赐给我们一会儿的饮食，也求您带领我们常常的思想您的话语，也按照您的话语行。感谢主，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。